From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. In 2004, the Chabad Jewish Center in Boise opened its doors to serve the community. A few years ago, as the need for more services grew, it continued to grow. In fact, it moved to a building on Maple Grove Road in Boise. Well, now the center is expanding again. It's adding Idaho's first kosher kitchen, a children's library, and the state's first Jewish ritual immersion pool. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the groundbreaking ceremony for that expansion, which the center's director calls the beginning of a new and exciting era for Judaism and the Jewish community in Idaho. Rabbi Mendel Lifschitz joins us now. I want to welcome you to the program, Rabbi.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you so much for having me.
So can you give us just some history on the center and how it got started?
Sure. Well, the Chabad movement has been active in Idaho for over 50 years. And in 2003, 2004, our headquarters in New York decided it was time to open up a permanent center in Boise. At the time, they considered that a lot of growth in the Jewish community and said, would you like to move to Boise? In our movement, every center is independent. And so essentially they give you a posting and wish you good luck, which is what we got, a lot of good luck. And we moved out here to Idaho, my wife and I, and from humble beginnings in our home, we began serving the Jewish community. Idaho does have a very long and storied history of Jews in Idaho. Of course, our great state elected Moses Alexander as the first openly Jewish governor in the United States of America in 1915. So we certainly have a great Jewish history. But in the last few years, we've seen that Jewish community kind of explode to some degree. Fascinatingly, the pandemic has brought us many more members in our community. And to accommodate that growth and to look towards the future, we are breaking ground tomorrow on a considerable expansion project.
So for folks who aren't familiar, Rabbi, what happens at the center and why is it so important to the community?
Sure. Well, thank you for that question. The Chabad Jewish Center is a low entry point place for all Jews, and we also have programs for non-Jews as well. But primarily, the center is a hub of activity for social services, for community events, teen programs, youth programs. We have the traditional elements of the center as well, such as synagogue services, adult education classes, a Hebrew school for our youth, and things like that. One of the elements in our community that is underserved is the youth, and that's simply due to the lack of facilities. And so we're going to be putting in a brand new playground, a children's library, which is going to be dedicated to the memory of Eli Mizrahi Kabiras, a child in our Hebrew school that was tragically killed in a pool drowning accident a number of years ago. And so there's going to be a place for children to gather and study and imagine and read, of course. We're also going to put in Idaho's first mikveh, which is a Jewish ritual immersion pool. At the moment, people wishing to use a mikveh need to travel to Salt Lake City as the closest mikveh or other locations. And so that's a real challenge to build a community without having some of the basic infrastructure for Jewish life. Yeah. Our events are also limited due to the lack of a proper commercial kosher kitchen. And now we're going to be adding that as well. So the reality is that the community here is, thank God, growing, and we're just trying to keep up and provide the services to everybody. Our center is not membership-based. It's open to all people. And so we are very excited to be able to offer more and more to the community.
Well, and you started this project in 2017. I mean, so this has been years in the making. How much does an expansion like this cost?
Yeah, well, good question. In 2017, it cost a lot less than it costs today.
Of course, right. Yeah.
So when we began designing this project and until we actually put a shovel in the ground tomorrow, the cost has doubled, to be quite frank. Mm. But it's a $3.5 million expansion project. And thank God we've seen an outpouring of support from the community. And we're well on our way there to raising the funds necessary for this project and hope to close the gap in the coming months as we continue the construction.
So I want to talk a little bit more in detail about some of the things you mentioned that will be coming to that expansion. Let's talk about this really will be Idaho's first kosher commercial kitchen. First off, let's just start with the basics. For folks who don't know what kosher is and why it's important to many members of the Jewish faith, can you tell us what that is first?
Sure. The first thing I'd like to do is dispel the myth. Kosher does not mean blessed by a rabbi.
Okay.
So you don't need any rabbis to bless food in order for it to be kosher. Kosher is a diet, essentially, that has its origins in the Bible, in the Jewish Bible, what we call the Torah. And it's essentially a set of rules that govern which foods may be consumed, which foods are prohibited from consumption. For example, not all seafood is kosher. For seafood to be kosher, it must have fins and scales. So no lobster, no crab, none of that's kosher. So that's just an example of the kosher laws, but there are many different kosher laws. And we also keep our meat and dairy separate. They're not allowed to be cooked together or consumed together. And so in a kosher kitchen, what's necessary is not only that only kosher ingredients are used for the cooking, but also that there is separation of utensils between meat and dairy, as well as ensuring that all the equipment and utensils remain kosher and are not contaminated by non-kosher foods. Mm-hmm. So it's a very strict set of guidelines to maintain the status of the kitchen as kosher.
Right. And I have to say, I mean, I remember my oldest sister lived in New York City for quite a few years. So I would go there quite often to visit her, met one of her friends one time. And I think we had like deli sandwiches and she was very lovely and said, oh, I
draw me on rye.
Right. Exactly. But she was like, I keep a kosher kitchen. So she pulled out other dinnerware. I was like, so tell me what this means. But I probably bombarded her with too many questions. But I think a lot of times, if you haven't been exposed to Jewish traditions, you may not fully understand why it's important for so many people to live by those kosher rules, but then to have this kosher kitchen as well.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, we believe that just as the body needs healthy food for it to be in its optimal state, so too the soul needs healthy food for it to be in its optimal state. And that's the divine diet that we subscribe to called the kosher diet. So having a kosher kitchen is more expensive than an ordinary kitchen because, like you mentioned, we need to have double sets of dishes and we need to have a lot more oversight intense preparation methods for the kosher food. So for us, this is very important. Of course, it goes without saying that our center will also be, cooking up a storm of delicious kosher cuisine. But you can actually cook kosher cuisine in a non-kosher kitchen and it's not kosher. So this is mainly going to be about the oversight and the regulations in addition to the delicious food that our community would love to have here in Boise, Idaho, which is not taken for granted. As you mentioned, you had to go to New York for that.
I did. No, honestly. Another thing that you mentioned is this children's library, as well as a playground and remodeling the Hebrew school. This, this library, as you mentioned, and the dedication to it, the community, I think, as a whole, when this tragedy happened, really came around this family. And my understanding is you've been able to raise quite a bit of money, the community has, to do this because of how people wanted to somehow help in the face of such tragedy.
Absolutely. On behalf of the family and the Chabad Jewish Center, we are just touched beyond words at the outpouring of support from the wider community for Eli's library. This is going to be a children's library. It was just such a horrible tragedy that occurred, and mm-hmm. the community really rallied to Chuck and Moshit, Eli's parents. They wanted to do something for their son. He was a precious soul, always had a smile on his face. Somebody who really was the heart and soul of our Hebrew school in many different ways. And, the tragedy occurred a number of years ago, but he is still so sorely missed and still inspires us so much.
Yeah.
And this library is going to really bring to life, the legacy of a young boy who was taken away from us way too soon. And so we did raise, I think at this point, it's nearly $100,000 just for the library. And so that's going to be a beautiful addition to the center when that opens. We've had some temporary things that we've done for Eli's library, but this is really going to allow for it to be something that impacts the community for years to come.
Yeah. I only have about 2 minutes left. So I know the groundbreaking is tomorrow. So what happens after that? I mean, when are you hoping that the entire expansion will be finished?
Yes. So tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. At the Chabad Jew Center is the groundbreaking, which is open to the public. I believe that the mayor intends to participate, as well as a lot of other dignitaries and community members. We anticipate that phase one of our expansion will take about 8 months or so. We'll be able to open our doors, hopefully, early spring next year. We do anticipate a phase two expansion. So this is the beauty of this project, is that as soon as we put a shovel in the ground for phase one, we're already thinking about the needs beyond that for phase two, which will include a much larger synagogue to accommodate the growing community.
Well, I have to say, I look forward to when you open that commercial kitchen, I must say.
So, we'll be sure to save you a pastrami and rye.
Thank you so much. I would appreciate that. Thank you for taking time to talk to us today. Really appreciated the conversation.
Absolutely.
We've been talking with Rabbi Mendel Lipschitz. He is the director of the Chabad Jewish Center. The groundbreaking celebration for the center's expansion is tomorrow at 5:30. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. So appreciate you. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. And if you've got a question or a comment, email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's a Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.